to Matthew. At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterward was hungry. The tempter approached and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." He replied, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels accompanying you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against the stone." Jesus answered, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Then the devil took him up to a very high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their splendor, and said to them, "All this I will give you if you will prostrate yourself and worship me." At this, Jesus said, "Away from me, Satan. It is written, the Lord your God you shall worship, and him alone you shall serve." Then the devil left him, and beheld, angels came and ministered to him. The Gospel of the Lord. Just a biblical point and then a quick thought. Remember, Matthew is writing to a Jewish audience. There are things in this gospel that elude you and me, but to his audience, they would have picked up immediately. We're told this happens immediately after the baptism. And we're told that Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights. That does not mean the number 40 as we know it. In ancient Israel, the number 40 simply designated a long period of time. And so Jesus fasted for a long period of time, not necessarily 40 days. But the parallel is driven home by Matthew between Jesus' temptation in the desert and that of the Israelites as they wandered in the Exodus. The Israelites failed the temptation. They turned to false gods. Jesus, on the other hand, passes the test. Each of the responses that Jesus gives are taken from the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy. Again, that would have been immediately known to his Jewish audience. The strongest temptation is the last one. The temptation to power. Jesus was utterly, totally, and completely powerless in his entire life. And that is where his strength came from, in his powerlessness. He allowed pagans to nail him to a cross and crucify him, even though he was the Son of God. And that lack of power is the one lesson that the church never seems to learn. Because every time the church gets wrapped up in power, it becomes corrupt and everything collapses on us. In the year 313, the Emperor Constantine made Christianity the state religion of the Roman Empire. It was largely a political move. The empire was crumbling and he was doing everything he could to shore it up. But as the power of the Roman Empire crumbled, the church took over the power and began to grow in power. The Bishop of Rome was never called Pope until well into the 400s. And then he was called Pontiff, Supreme Pontiff. And who was Pontiff before him? Caesar. Caesar was Pontifex Maximus. And so as the power collapses in Rome, the church takes its power on. The clerics begin to move into the empty palaces because there's no one occupying them. They take over the great basilicas of Rome, the meeting places where people came to debate issues of civic importance, and they turned them into churches. The vestments and things that we wear today don't come from Jesus' time, they come from Rome. And every time the church got caught up in power, it became corrupt. You and I are reeling in the aftermath of that again today. It is abhorrent to think that a priest would abuse a young child and destroy their life. But equally abhorrent is the fact that bishops covered it up. Power always corrupts, and the gospel of Jesus Christ will not be proclaimed or lived with strength or power, but only with love, with mercy, with forgiveness. Amen.